It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, airs statewide, HPR 1 stations every Friday, and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thank you very much for listening. This week, we are welcoming back Best Buddies Hawaii. They help to create opportunities for one-to-one friendships, integrated employment, leadership development, and more for folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Best Buddies 5th Annual Friendship Jam. It's October 12th, 6 to 9 p.m., Elks Lodge in Waikiki. And we're going to learn about that event, about their mission, and how we can help them out, too, as we welcome back Sarah Mann, the State Director of Best Buddies Hawaii. Aloha, and thank you for coming back, Sarah.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
You are quite welcome. And first, explain who the organization is and your mission.
Best Buddies has been around for 27 years. We are the largest nonprofit that helps promote inclusion and provide leadership opportunities and integrative employment for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In Hawaii, we have our friendship program at local schools. We go in and pair up a student in general ed with a student in the special ed and provide opportunities for them to get to know each other, and it's about the friendship.
It breaks the barriers of those two areas of the school is what it
does.
That's
right. It really does. And we like to look at it as authentic reciprocity, which is good for both sides. It's not just for the kids in special ed. It really helps the general ed change the whole social fabric of the campus by people being more patient and compassionate and inclusive, which is so important.
I think what you said about it not just being for the disabled folks, really it creates a much more empathetic group of folks in the general ed population who undoubtedly will carry that forward in life. And since you were last on, when Sarah came in, she was very excited about some of the cool things that have happened in the time that you were last on the program. Share a little bit of the new developments of things that are going on with the organization.
Sure, Dave. A few things. We are opening our first college chapter at University of Hawaii at Manoa. We're really excited about that. We're teaming up with Easter Seals, and we will provide one-to-one friendships for college-age students with people at Easter Seals, with participants of their program, and then move toward our goal in the future of getting a jobs program, which would be great to integrate people with disabilities into the community, which we have jobs programs in other states, and the heads of the companies always say, it's the best thing I ever did for the culture of our company. Really brings, you know, great morals and values, and people, it's very basic. People just treat people better in the company. It's really exciting, and we're hopeful for a jobs program in the next year or two.
How about the basketball? Can we talk about that too?
Yes, yes. Best Buddies Hawaii has teamed up with the Hawaii Hammerheads, which is an American Basketball Association team coming to Hawaii this fall. Very excited to team up with them. They are really focused on working with the community and local community organizations, especially nonprofits. So we're excited to cheer them on at Blaisdell. They've given us complimentary tickets and some courtside tickets, so some of our buddies can go to the practices and meet the players, and we're really looking forward to teaming up with them.
Those are great things that have come your way, and congrats on both of them. And inclusion in a major sporting event like that that's happening at the big arena in town is certainly one of those things. Thinking about folks who could be listening who are thinking, wow, I'd like to know more about this maybe for my child, or for there's a young person in my life, I'd like to turn them on to it. In either case, whether it's a disabled child and their family or someone that they know, wow, this kid already has a good spirit, he's already so kind, imagine how much that could grow. What grade levels does Best Buddies happen in, and what schools across the state is it already happening in?
We are in middle schools and high schools, Oahu and Maui at middle school and high school level, and then soon to be college.
If people wanted to open them on Kauai or Hawaii Island after listening to this, they'd be able to reach out to you and you could help them figure out the method to do that, correct?
Absolutely. Actually, we already have interest from Kauai and the Big Island. We are just looking for more funding, and then we hope to open there.
Well, that's great to hear.
International organization. We are present in 50 states and 53 countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does the Best Buddies get its funding?
Government grants as well as private foundations through some of our fundraisers.
And the one that we're about to hear about, Fifth Annual Friendship Jam, is that a fundraiser too?
Yes, it is. It is October 12th at Elks Lodge, as you mentioned earlier. And we're excited. It used to be during the day, and now it's at nighttime. We're trying to step it up a bit, and we have some great, great local performers. And Kelly Hu and Al Watterson will be our co-MCs. And it should be a great night of fun, entertainment, good grinds, and seeing some of our buddy pairs in action and seeing our mission in action.
How does that event raise money?
Ticket sales through corporate sponsors and through silent and live auction.
So people can participate. They can buy tickets to go to the event. They can sponsor the event, and they can donate items for the auction.
That's right.
That's awesome. Well, that gives a lot of ways for folks. Back to the program and giving some more details on how it works. Best Buddies Hawaii stuff happens during the school day.
It's during the school day. We operate like a club, any other club that would happen. Then once in a while, we do have activities that take place maybe after school or on the weekends.
How do kids get into it? How would a child be introduced to it?
Good question. We have program managers who are on it, and they are present on days when they have club rushes and club information sessions. And so they know from the beginning, oh, I can join Best Buddies. Okay, great. And they sign up. And then after that, we get in touch with them and then make sure they're really interested. And then from there, we start at the schools.
And I can imagine also that a kid could literally ask a teacher, hey, do we have Best Buddies Hawaii happening in this school? I am interested in it.
Yes, they can do that.
And is it just intellectual developmental disabilities or other disabilities too?
Focusing on intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Okay. Any costs for children to participate?
No, there is no cost.
Do teachers ever play that role of sort of encouraging children to become a part of that?
Yes. Our PMs ask teachers, faculty advisors to seek out students who are leaders and really kind of cut out for Best Buddies.
PM, what is that?
Program manager?
That's it. Thinking about program managers and the people who are doing this, when it comes to orchestrating your events too, there must be some sort of potential too for volunteers and for people to support this by way of either helping Best Buddies to arrange their fundraising events and other community outreach, as well as working within the programs.
Sure. You can go to our website or call the number that Dave has on the HPR website, and we can give you information on how to volunteer at one of our friendship walks or at the Friendship Jam. On Maui, we have an event, Life is Sweet. Buddies pair up with local chefs and create a signature dish, and that's a lot of fun and super tasty. November, they will have their Life is Sweet event.
Okay.
So we have a lot of volunteer opportunities for people. We're trying to raise awareness at every level so people know about us, because we're still relatively new to the island, of just a few years, and so we want people to know what we're about.
As you also pointed out, goes all the way up now into the college level. If you're a college student and you're listening and you're interested in getting involved, certainly they'd be encouraged to contact you too when I give out this information, correct?
Yes.
Online, it's bestbuddieshawaii.org, hawaii@bestbuddies.org.
Yes.
Is the email. In the Honolulu area, by phone, 808-545-3025. For folks in Maui County, 808-242-6962.
Yes. We are on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
And folks can look for them there, and I will have those links, all of this contact information, the radio feature, the full interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org.
School's in session, and we're excited for another great year.
Fantastic stuff that you're up to, Sarah. It's a great example for other people, what you're doing. There's a lot of ways that people can support this, and the door is always open. It's Sarah Mann, State Director, Best Buddies Hawaii. Thank you so much for doing it. On behalf of all the kids that you help and all the new leaders that you're putting into the world who are going to go on and treat disabled people that much better, I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dave. I always love being here.